Herbs have been used by people since the dawn of time. When Rockefeller introduced allopathic medicine, many herbal remedies fell by the wayside as people put their faith in prescription pills and the world just gets sicker. Here at Heathen Herbs, we look to the past and to nature for answers. We offer tinctures, magnesium skin cream, lip balm, tooth powder, colloidal silver throat spray, and more. Check us out at heathenherbs.com.
In ancient times, man roamed the earth in a constant state of hunting or being hunted. Introducing Caveman, where cutting-edge science meets ancient super nutrients. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover selfdefensefund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. On today's program, I'm presenting the interview I did on the Patrick Dino Ryan show a few days ago. It was Mr. Ryan's second anniversary program since he broke away from his job hosting programs on the controlled media. Patrick has been a regular talk show host, sports commentator, and guest on Sirius XM Radio, Fox News, Fox Sports, Sean Hannity, Bill Hemmer, Imus in the Morning, and other major outlets. But becoming concerned about the anti-white and anti-free speech attitudes prevalent in his field, he quit the mainstream media, set up a new studio facility in Wyoming, and now broadcasts independently. I was grateful when he asked me to come on this special show, and I hope we can do it again. Here's our interview. Listen.
We have entered into the second hour of the show here this evening, the Patrick Ryan Show with me, Dino, north to south, east to west, all the points in between, across North America, around the world, on patrickryanshow.com. My thanks to Gary D. Barnett and Brandon Smith. Gary Barnett, of course, from his terrific website, GaryDBarnett.com. Brandon Smith from AltMarket.us. David Duke set to join us later this hour. And a whole bunch of cast of characters are coming on the show here tonight. One guy who I've been wanting to get on this show for a long, long time, and occasionally you'll see us post columns, stories off of his own website onto my website, is Kevin Strom. I'll tell you this, before you, if you've not been there before and you go to this website, be prepared for, well, stories that they don't necessarily beat around the bush. They're very strong in opinion and conviction. And we dig that on this show, don't we? Yeah. So I figured, you know what? Why not tonight? Get Kevin on for a few minutes. We'll have a little back and forth, and maybe we'll schedule him for – and it's, hopefully he can give us an hour at some point. He's a very busy guy, but we're fortunate to have him here on the show tonight. And so without any further ado, let's kick off hour number two of our anniversary show with the aforementioned Mr. Kevin Strom from OccidentalObserver.net. Kevin, how are you tonight?
I am well. Let me correct the URL, though. That's the other Kevin that runs the excellent OccidentalObserver.net website. I run NationalVanguard.org.
Right. Oh, my goodness. How could I mess that up? National Vanguard, that's right. Say it again.
It's National Vanguard, all one word, .org. But we occasionally reprint stuff from Kevin McDonald's website, OccidentalObserver.net. That also is an excellent website.
Indeed. I sincerely apologize for mixing you up with
No problem.
Well, listen, man, in advance, let me just tell you how much I appreciate a few minutes on our second anniversary show here. How long has your website been up?
The magazine has been in existence since 1970, and it became an online magazine in 2003. It's the magazine of the leading organization for white people in this country, the National Alliance, which also has an organizational website, natall.com, N-A-T-A-L-L.com.
And do you find it challenging to sustain a website that is relevant to those kinds of folks who are looking for the kind of content that you guys produce?
Well, it is a lot of work. My wife is involved. I'm involved. We have a few volunteer editors. It's a small team, but a very dedicated team. I don't find it difficult, though, because like a few other people I've met, I mean, I'm just passionate about telling the truths that the media liars won't tell the people. So every day when I get up, it doesn't matter how tired I am, or how hard editing a particular article is, or doing some research, I passionately want to do it.
Let's see here. National Vanguard, just looking online here. Here we go. Respond to this. Is an American white nationalist neo-Nazi organization based in Virginia, founded in 2005 by Kevin Alfred Strom. I'm jealous. Because you're on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hit list. I haven't reached that status yet.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you will with all your talent and your propensity to tell the truth that they don't want you to hear. I'm sure you'll get on the list. That's from Wikipedia, I think.
Yeah, of course.
And it's completely confused. The magazine is, 50 years old or more, and the website is from 2003, is when it began, and it's not an independent organization. It's an online magazine which is affiliated with the National Alliance, which is a membership organization. Basically, it's a community of European Americans who are trying to start a new community with people who share our values, who care about the fate of white people in this country.
One of your more recent columns, I think it was out last week, was that the establishment media, of course, which is a dying, on-the-vine media cartel that's out there, run by predominantly Jewish interests, for Jewish interests, you wrote a story of how the media continues to lie about your website and other independent websites that are out there that are trying to express and talk about truth and liberty and double standards and hypocrisies and so on and so forth.
Yes, well, that was an article that we published written by the chairman of the National Alliance, Will Williams. And he and our organization had just been viciously attacked by a NBC TV affiliate. And sort of like the Wikipedia article, the attack was not only full of lies, but it was also totally incompetent. It had all kinds of errors in it. And so he decided that the best thing to do, rather than, try to write a letter to the editor or something, he would just, we have our own media now. And nationalvanguard.org gets millions of hits every month. So he just took their report and point by point refuted all the inaccuracies in it. And he did a great job.
Yeah, there's so much propaganda and misinformation and outright egregious lying out there, Kevin, about so many of us who are speaking truth to power. I'm interested, since this is the first discussion we've really had, in getting your opinion on this. The emergence of that third rail of media, which I guess we kind of represent, I don't know if you'd agree with my description of that, but independent media and it becoming more a part of people's lives, more paramount, eschewing the establishment media for online media platforms such as yours and so many others. How much of a threat do you think we pose to the establishment media cartel that's out there? And I would imagine you'd say a big threat, because they're working diligently to expunge us at every opportunity.
Yes, that's the proof. The proof is in the pudding, as the cliche goes. They're trying to shut us up, so what we're saying has the potential to change things. And so, yes, that they very much understand that their crimes and their lies may be exposed. And just like the criminals in Washington who were cowering behind their desks on January 6th, they're desperately afraid of being exposed for what they are and being held to account. And the independent media, which includes your show and includes National Vanguard, are able to do that. I mean, there's quite a few people who had careers in the establishment. You're one of them. I had a career. I wasn't a broadcaster directly, but I was a broadcast engineer. And one day I said to myself, you know, here I am. I am making sure that the technical facilities for telling all of these goddamn lies is perfectly operating. I'm maintaining technical facilities so that Michael Jackson crooning to 14-year-old white girls can go out with 50,000 watts in high-fidelity stereo. Is this really a good use for my life? And I said, no, it wasn't. So I quit, and I've tried my best to help the National Alliance get its message out since 1982. So that's a pretty big chunk of my life. And other people are having similar awakenings. And the internet was a tremendous gift from those government research scientists who invented it. And it's a way that, you know, ordinary people, truth tellers, independent researchers, real journalists can bypass the gatekeepers, because the gatekeepers are filthy criminals and liars. And so we have to bypass them, or I guess just roll over and die, which is pretty much what they want our people and our country to do. I refuse to do it.
Yeah, interesting background you have as an engineer. Well, I tell you what, engineers are the lifeblood of every radio station that's out there, and I've met my fair share of them throughout my broadcast career. I didn't know that about you, but hopefully we can get into some of that in a future conversation. But
sure,
with the limited time we've got left with you here, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you if you knew the great French actor Jussi Smollett. Do you know who that is?
I didn't know he was French. You know, he doesn't look French. But okay, yeah, I've heard of him.
Well, Jussi today was convicted, guilty And I'd be remiss if I didn't get your thoughts on that.
Well, every now and then a corrupt justice system comes up with justice. It's amazing. We've seen two such instances in the last month or so. And I think that's a good thing. It indicates that there are some honorable men on juries and perhaps at other levels in the court system. I always told my kids the courthouse is the palace of lies because always one side is lying. Sometimes both sides are lying. But in this case, it sounds like justice was done. We can't forget, though, that justice is not always done. In Charlottesville, we've seen two travesties of justice, and
oh, yeah.
I'm sure more travesties are to come.
Oh, absolutely. I came up through the world of sports radio, believe it or not, and but I put my own stamp on that. It was not your sports radio-ish sounding show. It was a show that went layers deep, and of course, in the world of sports, it's connected and intertwined so often with politics and social concerns and racial dimensions and so on and so forth. So it gave me an opportunity to kind of branch out and talk about other things as they were related to the world of sports. But I've eschewed that, and I've gone completely political, social, and racial here. I have unfortunately never been more racially aware of things in my life as I have over the last couple of years. I tried to tell people 10, 12 years ago that there was an undercurrent of anti-white feeling moving through this country, and a lot of people doubted me. But not even I thought that we would reach levels of, as I say on this show all the time, Kevin, I know that we have unprecedented levels of anti-white rhetoric, anti-white propaganda, anti-white smearing, compounded with what I call Negro worship at the same time that is, again, unprecedented. I never, ever thought that this country would be as racially polarized and as racially divided as it has become. Perhaps we are on the doorstep of what I'll call irreconcilable differences, racially speaking. I don't know what the resulting fallout from that will be in the years and months to come, but speak on that, if you will. Did you sound a little bit older than me. Did you think that we would arrive at this moment in time where things would be as bizarre? Because the thing that I see all the time, Kevin, is this white privilege bullshit and this feeling of we got a white people person problem in this country is the biggest tale, the biggest myth that's ever been told. On the contrary, what we have in this country is what I like to refer to all the time as an epidemic of black criminality that is never reported on for reasons that I think you and I would agree with. But I never thought that things would get out of hand to the extent that they are right now.
Well, when I saw the white establishment, and this country basically was established by white people, for white people, and even I was born in 1956, so I'm 65 years old. And so I've seen the change. I mean, in my lifetime, it's gone from basically a white establishment to an anti-white establishment. But when I saw that establishment basically giving up everything that's needed to survive as a people in the name of fairness or because of pressure from Jewish lobbies or just wanting to get along and keep the dividend checks coming in and not have any more riots, there were a lot of venal, corrupt, rotten reasons for them to fold, but they did fold. They folded in every possible way you can imagine. And now it's a joke to say there's a white establishment anymore. The whole establishment is anti-white. Yes, there are white people in it, but if they don't toe the line, if they don't say, oh yes, I hate white people too. Oh yes, we're pretty darned evil. Oh yes, let's reduce our power. Let's take our heritage and give it to others. If they don't do that, they can't be in those positions of power. So did I think that was going to happen? I would say in the 80s, I learned a lot from a man named Dr. William Pierce, who was the founder of the National Alliance.
Right,
and he
was
warning people way back, even before then, about where this was going. And he said, he predicted that it was going to go this way if people didn't do something. Well, unfortunately, not enough people did something, and now we have it. And it's going to be pretty apocalyptic. I think we're just one-tenth of the way to where we're going with this anti-whiteism.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you and concur completely. It's a dire situation. I don't know. Well, you know, like I say on this show all the time, Kevin, I think America is toast. I think it's a dead corpse of a nation. We have parallel universes throughout the country. We've got almost a situation in which America is whatever you want it to be on whatever day you decide to want it to be that, you know. And so it's almost like a balkanized state in a lot of ways. And but what have you been feeling mainly over the last, let's say, several weeks about all of this in terms of what the future portends, perhaps?
Well, I don't try to focus too much on the news cycle. I try to look at longer-term trends. And the longer-term trend is what we just discussed. And I that's why I'm working with the National Alliance. We're still kind of small. We only have hundreds of members. But let me tell you this, because I know we don't have a lot of time. We have our own church. The leader of the alliance is also the leader of the church. He has solemnized marriages by racially conscious white people. And so far, in just the last 2 years, 8 children have been born into our new community. So, you know, that sounds small, but that's real community. And that's what we're trying to build. We're building a library and a research center down in Tennessee. We're publishing books. We're trying to be both a media empire and an intentional community. And hopefully, you know, if we succeed, we're going to be around even as the rest of the House of Cards balkanizes, falls apart, gets taken over by foreigners, or whatever happens. It's clearly untenable, though. Yeah, America as I knew it in my youth is not going to survive if it's defended by transsexual, pink-wearing military guys. Or are they guys? Yeah. I don't even know if they're guys. Whatever they are, that's not going to work. And we're going down, and I want my children to survive. So we're building a lifeboat.
Amen. Before I let you go, can you tell the folks a little bit about your website, nationalvanguard.org, and what they'll find there?
Sure. It's a website with opinion pieces, news analysis. We reprint some articles from other sources, but most of our writers are our own. It's nationalvanguard.org. We also have an organizational website for people who want to check out our community, and that's natall.com. That's short for National Alliance, NATALL.com. Please come check us out and let us know what you think.
Kevin, I can't appreciate, especially on short notice, you coming on the show here tonight. You heard me say I've been wanting to get you on. I hope we can schedule you again and maybe get you on semi-regularly, maybe once a month or something like that, because what you have to say and the things that you write and your viewpoints are very, very important, especially in a time like this where we're playing defense seemingly every single second of every day. So I can't thank you enough.
Well, Patrick, I like that, and let's do it. And thank you very much for being willing to tell the truth. That's a rare quality in this world today, let me tell you.
Same right back to you, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
We have the new product at InfoWarsLife.com, BioTrue Selenium.
We've had so many requests over the years for selenium, and just recently, we were able to source a certified organic bioavailable selenium from mustard seed extract. When you take selenium in the body, it actually benefits the detoxification systems in your body. It helps balance the thyroid gland. It helps detoxify.
Selenium is another one of those absolute must-haves.
The highest concentration of selenium is in the thyroid gland, but it's actually used all over the body. As a matter of fact, there's 25 genes in the body that are directly dependent upon selenium. So it really is a all-around nutrient that everybody really needs.
I'm taking it now every day. This is so key. BioTrue Selenium is the product, the best selenium that we could bring you. We believe it's the best out there at a very, very low price. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I believe in race. I'm not ashamed to admit it at all. And that doesn't mean one bit that I'm out to persecute or hurt any man because of his race. He can't help what race he is. We believe that each race has particular geniuses and particular faults. The white race has built white Western civilization, and we think the white race should dominate in that area. National socialism fundamentally is the application of science not only to inanimate objects and animals, but to mankind himself. We believe that the communists The Marxists have one fatal error in their doctrine, a place where absolutely there's a hole and there's no explanation for it. They admit evolution. They admit that animals vary by breed and that you can breed better and worse animals. Now, how do they explain how there is a sudden dividing line when you come to one particular animal called man? They have no explanation. Time and again, when I've asked them, they have no explanation. They just say, if it's got two legs and it stands on its hind feet, then it suddenly becomes a special being and there is absolute equality. They're all the same. Man is an animal just like all the rest of the animals. He's more intelligent, but he must obey nature's laws. And that insofar as he is an animal, he must obey the laws that pertain to animals. We say that when the white race has produced such a wonderful thing as Western civilization, we should treasure the people that have produced that and can maintain it. And we should not mix them all up with other kinds of civilizations, whether or not they're good. We should certainly try to preserve it just the way the farmer preserves his better grade of stock. We are also, socially speaking, tribalists. You must live as social beings. You have to live with other people. And this is impossible unless you observe certain fundamental laws of the tribe, the ancient Indian tribe, any kind of tribe of people, even a wolf pack, has got to have certain fundamental things. One of these things is leadership. Not leadership by the most popular, but by the strongest and the best. Any tribe or Indian tribe or any group or family should be led by the best and the strongest. Otherwise, it disintegrates. It's got to have group pride and loyalty. You've got to have selection in the mating process, something that we have almost lost now. We believe that it is of fundamental importance to society that the strongest, cleverest, and the best of the men mate with the best type of women who will make good mothers. And when you destroy that machinery, you get what we have now. We believe that you have got to have an organic society. Now, by an organic society, we mean a society, not a dictatorship, but a society in which the parts of the society cooperate together in different functions and in peace and harmony, just the way your body works. Cancer is the wild, uncontrolled growth of cells at the expense of all the rest of the body, and that's what you have in Washington, D.C. right now. Cancer. We believe in private property and free enterprise. It is impossible, we believe, to have a society in which there is any real work going on unless people can get the reward of their effort. And at the same time, we believe you've got to have social justice. You cannot have people who are exploiting and squeezing little helpless people economically. And this is where I get in trouble with the conservatives, because most of today's conservatives, I've discovered, are reactionaries. They're real anxious to hold on to their money. They don't care how they have to figure it out. They just want those money bags. And they come up with any kind of rationale to keep it. Every national socialist believes in idealism, believes in something that is worth more than his own one single human life. He's willing to die for something. When you're ready to die for something, then you're alive. And until you are ready to die for something, you have no real fanaticism. And just at dinner a little while ago with some of the fellows there, they said, were telling me, well, it's terrible to be a fanatic. Well, did you ever stop and think how this country got here? How all the great inventions ever got there? Any one of you out there that is not a fanatic on something or other, whatever it is you're studying, if you're going to be a doctor, be a fanatical doctor. Otherwise, you'll be nothing. You'll just be an ordinary old chug-chugging guy, and when you die, nobody will notice it. But if you're a fanatic, you'll produce something great. You'll create. Creativity is fanaticism. Every creative genius has had to be a fanatic. Many of them have been burned at the stake. So we are ideological and idealistic fanatics. Just like the communists, by the way. In between the Nazis and the communists is the great mass of non-fanatics. The TV watchers and the comic book readers. I will say this. National socialism is the inevitable end product, logically, of evolution. If you believe in evolution, you've got to be a Nazi if you think about it long enough. You can't help it. But what happens is people short-circuit it. The minute they believe in evolution and scientific breeding until they come to that two-legged animal that stands up on its hind legs, then all the rules are off. We say that's not possible. You either believe in the scientific method and the truth, and you apply it to yourself without egotism, or else you don't believe in the scientific method and you're kidding yourself. Nazis believe in ruthless application of the truth, not only to inanimate matter and animals, but to you animals. People, all of us are the same insofar as we are animals and must survive and live as animals. And unless we breed ourselves better, we're going to get worse. That's what's happening. I do worship nature in that I'm humble. When I see the mighty, awesome power of nature, and believe me, I've seen some terrific power of nature, the typhoons off Japan during the war, earthquakes. I've been through some tremendous cataclysms on this earth. And compared to them, the atomic bomb is like a firecracker, nothing. And when you start to think of the enormity of space, our spacemen are just going around at the very bottom levels of space. They're no place yet. There are over 100 million planets where life, just like here, could exist. And in the face of that awesome probability, not possibility, probability, I say it's ridiculous to be egocentric and say we are the center of all things. Everything turns around us. We Nazis are humble. When I look at nature and realize how ignorant and small and feeble and weak and little we are, Nazism is a philosophy of nature, a way of looking at the world. And as I pointed out, we believe in tribalism. We don't think we're above that. We think that you've got to have pride in your family, pride in your race, pride in your nation. That's not something to laugh at. Patriotism and pride in family and pride in race is something we should be proud of and cultivate, work on, not get rid of. Finally, we believe in morals. We believe in the traditions of goodness, virtue. Now let me, I told you something about what we are, but I'll do as good as I can in telling you what I think our enemies are. And our enemies, make no mistake about it, are the Marxists. The philosophy of Marxism, I believe, is the enemy of all humanity. It's the reverse of humanity. We say communism itself is the most vicious, anti-social doctrine the world has ever known, and here's why. They completely deny the very basis on which any human order can exist at all. Without humans, or at least without civilized humans, you certainly can't have human order. And the communists say they don't believe in race. They believe in absolute equality. The pygmies, the aborigines of Australia, everybody. Let them all come to Carlton, and they'll all write arias and books, and the cannibals will be producing the music and verses. That's all you have to do is educate them. And this simply is not true. This results in chaos, social chaos, which is what we have now. They don't believe in enterprise. They don't believe that people should work for themselves. They believe that the state should come and tell them what to do. They don't believe in private property. They don't believe that you can keep the fruits of your production. They don't have, above all, they have no spiritual ideal. We say the only thing that's worth protecting with your life is ideals and your family, your race, and your nation. And twice in my lifetime, I've been called upon to go out and risk getting killed. And I saw a lot of other young men doing this. Young fanatics that they made out of us, by the way. They made us real fanatic haters of the Germans and fanatic haters of the Japanese. Nobody protested that that was bad to be a fanatic when we were fighting those Japs, and I assure you, we all were. Finally, the communists, if you remember when they first got into Russia, they are against morals. They had free love, no morals at all, everything was have a ball. And the result was they almost tore Russia to pieces, they just fell apart. Now, if you'll notice, they are almost puritanical in Russia. In order to make the thing work, they've had to go back to the very principles of tribalism which we're advocating. You can't work society with a communist pipe dream. Civilization is based on self-sacrifice, on the willingness of men to go out and die for what they believe in. When you get rid of that self-sacrifice, you get anarchy. Civilization is built because I am willing to give up something for my family. And the family is willing to give up something in order to have the town succeed. And the town is willing to give up something so the state can be in business. And the state is willing to give up something so the nation can succeed. Self-sacrifice is the first principle of civilization. Communism has got the fanaticism to destroy you, and it's doing it. And unless you can build up a counter-fanaticism for something you believe in positively, you will be destroyed. You are being destroyed.
Recently, there was a report out that among new babies that were born, this happened last year, minorities were now the majority, that whites were officially the minority.
And they're boasting about it. Khrushchev just said, America's so liberal, they'll never fight. And I think there's a lot of truth to that, but we're going to change that. It won't be quite so liberal after we've had a chance to make America understand what it is and make it conscious of itself and its greatness and its people, and the white race understand that they're worthy of protecting themselves, that they don't have to keep humbling and downgrading themselves while other races are standing up and saying, look at us, how great we are. We keep saying we're ashamed of ourselves for being white. That's a terrible thing. The thing for the for each race to do is be proud of itself. And the white people and the good people of this country, when they finally realize that they can do that without hurting or being obnoxious to anybody else, they will finally become fanatics to survive, to keep this great country going.